Pharaoh's plagues. The Lord told Moses and Aaron to go to Pharaoh in the morning when he was walking next to the Nile River. Moses said, "Because you refuse to free our people, the waters of Egypt will turn to blood, the fish will die, and the water will be undrinkable." Aaron then struck the water with his staff, and it turned into blood. The court magicians also turned some water into blood. Therefore, Pharaoh ignored Moses and Aaron. But soon the water throughout the land turned to blood and was undrinkable. The people had to dig wells to find fresh water. After 7 days, Moses told Pharaoh, "Because of your stubbornness, frogs will infest your land." So Aaron stretched out his staff, and frogs started coming up out of rivers and lakes. The magicians also made some frogs appear. Soon there were frogs everywhere. They went into every city street. They got into the people's houses and into their food and even into their beds. Pharaoh said to Moses, I've changed my mind. Your people can go into the wilderness and worship their God. Just ask him to get rid of the frogs." Moses said, "When do you want the frogs to leave?" Tomorrow. The next day, the frogs died, and the people gathered them up into big piles. Soon they started to stink. Pharaoh then changed his mind and refused to let the people go. Next, Aaron struck the ground with his staff, and the dust turned into lice. Soon all the people and animals throughout Egypt were infested with lice. Pharaoh's magicians were unable to do this. They said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." Still, he wouldn't let the people go. Next, God sent swarms of flies to cover the land, but there were no flies in the part of Egypt where the Hebrews lived. Pharaoh agreed to let the people go. Moses said the flies would be gone the next day, but he added, "Take care. Don't change your mind again." However, that's exactly what he did. Once the flies were gone, Pharaoh stubbornly refused to let the people go. God sent a plague upon the livestock, but again, it didn't affect the livestock of Israel. Pharaoh became more stubborn and refused to let the Hebrews go. Moses took a handful of ashes and tossed it into the air. It became a fine dust that spread throughout all of Egypt, causing boils on all the people and animals. The magicians couldn't stand before Pharaoh because of their boils. Pharaoh was angry. He refused to listen to Moses. God told Moses that Pharaoh would act like this. Moses went to Pharaoh with a special message from God. He said, "Up to this point, I've restrained my hand against you. Now my plagues will be directed towards you and your people. When I'm done, all the nations of the earth will know I am the Lord. Tomorrow, I'll send a hailstorm like you've never seen before. All the people and animals are to stay under shelters, or they'll die." The next day, fierce hail mixed with fire came down and ruined all the crops that were in the fields. Yet the hail didn't fall in the land where the Israelites lived. Some of the Egyptians did as Moses told them. They put their animals and slaves under shelters. But others didn't, and their livestock and slaves died in the storm. Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron. I know I've sinned. I'm wrong, and God is right. Please pray and ask him to stop this storm. I'll let your people go. Moses said, this storm will stop as soon as I leave here. He started to leave and then turned to Pharaoh. I know you don't fear God. And it was true. As soon as Pharaoh saw the storm and the hail stop, he stubbornly turned against God and the people of Israel.